This is a download from the BBC. Hi there, I'm Ricky from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Friday, the 20th of May. Coming up, doctors help paralysed man walk again, the $2 billion space experiment, and the bears are invading towns. First, an amazing medical breakthrough. A man paralysed from the chest down is now able to stand and move his legs thanks to doctors in America. Baseball player Rob Summers was injured after being hit by a car 5 years ago. At the time, he was told he'd never walk again.
The moment I stood up, I was in disbelief. I was amazed. I was shocked. I didn't think that it would happen that fast. The doctors had anticipated maybe 5 years I could stand. And standing on the third day, I blew all the doctors out of the water.
Doctors applied electrical pulses along his spinal cord, and he can now walk on a treadmill. But experts say we should be careful not to call this a cure. Just because it worked on one person doesn't mean it will work for others. But doctors say it does give them hope. Next, to Scotland, where the race is on to rescue 100 pilot whales that have become stranded. The animals have become stuck in a lock and appear to be trying to beach themselves on its rocky foreshore. Alistair Jack is one of the marine rescuers trying to help the animals. He says pilot whales are very sociable, and if one beached, it would be difficult to stop the rest from following suit.
When one of them becomes sick or injured, the family members will not leave them. They come ashore to die, basically, and they will just follow suit and come straight in after them.
Now, astronauts have kickstarted a $2 billion physics experiment in space. Earlier, they set off on a spacewalk to install the main piece of kit. It's called an alpha magnetic spectrometer. The gadget has been placed on top of the International Space Station. The idea is that by analysing high energy particles, it will be able to tell us more about how the universe began. And finally, to the bears that are causing a bit of a problem in Slovakia. It seems efforts to protect the animals have been so successful that not only are their numbers growing, but they're taking over more space, even moving into towns. Graham Bishop is from Project Bear. Graham and his team are taking some pretty risky action to track the bear's movements.
We sedate the bear using a low-power gas rifle. We approach the bear, make sure it is asleep, put the collar on. We're using GPS collars so that we can see exactly what they're doing through the night, through the day. You have to work quite quickly because the drugs aren't fail-safe, and there have been a number of cases worldwide where bears have woken up.
They reckon if they know what's attracting them to the towns in the first place, they might be able to figure out how to stop them. Just before we go, we have the answer to yesterday's question. We asked you what dinosaur is famous for its long neck and tail, and the answer is the Diplodocus. OK, that's all from the World News for Schools team, but fear not, we're back next week.